Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said you are the picture of health? You look healthy, you feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Good afternoon and welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. I'm your host, Joy Keyes. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keyes, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. Well, thank you so much for all your support. Past 670,000 downloads of the podcast. Wow. I mean, I just am amazed, and I really appreciate all your support in that. I hope you've enjoyed the shows and share them with friends and family. Again, just wanted to say thank you so much. Well, today I am blessed. I'm going to be speaking with an icon in the movie theater industry, Miss Angela Bassett. She'll be calling in about 10 minutes from now, about 1:45. But I want to talk to you guys first about what your impressions are of her. What's your favorite movie? I see some people already on the switchboard in the chat room. Thanks for tuning in. You're calling from 301 area code. You have a question or a comment?
Yes. Good afternoon. How are you, Joy?
I'm good. Where are you calling
good.
From?
I'm actually calling from Washington, D.C.
Oh, great. Thanks for tuning in. What's your favorite Angela Bassett movie?
To be honest with you, I actually went to the Washington, D.C. premiere of Olympus Has Fallen, and this has to be up there as one of the best roles that I've seen her play. She, you know, was a little bit limited in this role, more so than she's played in other movies that she's more famous for, but her impact on this movie was pretty profound. She brought a very healthy strength to the role, and it put, you know, black women in a role that, you know, is very uplifting. And it was good to see her be able to be someone powerful and to be someone who was of major influence with the decision-making of the actual movie. So I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah.
Don't give too much away now.
Don't give us what she does play, you know, the head of the CIA. We can say that. So that's the Secret Service she's head. So that's good. Tell me your name again.
My name is Leon Harvey Jr.
Oh, thank you so much, Leon, for calling in. I want to get some other callers on the line. I'm so happy that you enjoyed the movie and that, yes, she's constantly breaking a stereotype. You know, we have these racial archetypes in our society, sapphire, loud, sassy, either or it's the mammy, you know, asexual, big, older black woman, Uncle Tom. We have all these different archetypes in our society. Angela Bassett has really tried to break that stereotype, that we are multifaceted individuals in her acting. I see some other people on the line here. Let me try to see if you have a question or a comment. You're calling from 585 area code. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, where are you calling from?
Rochester, New York.
Thanks for tuning in. And what's your name?
Pam. Pam Rogers.
Pam? Oh, hi. Oh, Pam. How are you doing?
I'm in the chat room.
So what's your favorite Angela Bassett movie? What's your favorite role that she's played?
You know, there's so many of them. Music of the Heart,
mm-hmm.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, The Rosa Parks Story. List goes on and on.
Did you see her
on
recently in the Coretta movie?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
How about Jump in the Broom? What about that?
No, I haven't seen that one yet either. No.
Okay. Well, now, icon Tina Turner, what do you, now that she really transformed herself physically, mentally, emotionally. Did you see the Tina Turner movie?
Yes, she was awesome, and she was awesome.
Yes.
She's a beautiful actress, very beautiful.
Very beautiful. Well, stay tuned. She'll be calling in about 5 minutes. Thank you so much, Pam, for calling in, okay?
Thank you.
All right, we got some other people here. I see people in the chat room. You guys don't be shy if you want to ask a question. There's another caller here calling from 215 area code. Do you have a question? You just want to listen? That's okay. Sometimes people are shy. That's all right. Well, I am just so excited to speak with her today. And the movie itself is definitely an exciting action-packed movie. Gerard Butler, Morgan Freeman, a lot of great actors. And it's a black director. If you guys are not aware, Olympus Has Fallen has a black director, Antoine Fuqua. You want to check out the website. I posted it in the chat room. You can check out the trailers. I've been tweeting about that. The web address is olympusmovie.com. Again, olympusmovie.com. And you can follow Angela Bassett on Twitter. I'm Angela Bassett. She's on Twitter there. Check her out. Of course, they have Facebook page for her. And you can check that. I'm going to be giving away some movie tickets. So you want to follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter or become a fan on Facebook. I'll be giving away some movie tickets. So if you haven't seen the movie, you can go this weekend to see that or some other movie. But hopefully you will support her. You know, she also does Broadway. She was on Broadway with Samuel Jackson doing the play Mountaintop. And that was dealing with Martin Luther King Jr. Before, you know, he had been assassinated. And but one of the icons, I loved when she was in Waiting to Exhale and she burned up that car. That scene, she had her nightgown on, she threw that poof thing, that was done. I mean, that was like one of those scenes, you don't want to be on her bad side, you know what I mean? You do not want to be on her bad side. And her eyes, oh my God, gorgeous, gorgeous eyes, and they just will cut you. I would not want to get on her bad side. But then when she smiles, you know, it's just so beautiful. She's very light. She's just a lot of good energy coming from her, you know, very humble and just not pretentious, it seems. At least that's the way she comes off, and I'm so happy. you said not the car, not the clothes. What about the leading men? Oh, the thin line between love and hate. That's another one, yes. Mm-hmm. What about Taye Diggs and Waiting to Exhale? Now, if your son was that age, would you let your son go out with an older woman like that? I mean, not that you can control your kids when they get that age. You know, my daughter is older now. I can't control her. But, I mean, she was much older than him. And, you know, now he's fine. You know, Taye Diggs is a very handsome man. We got to ask her about that. How was that kissing him? You know what I mean? Oh, and then she was working with Lawrence Fishburne. Now, that's another one with the eyes that will cut you. You know, he will slice you. You know what I mean? Don't get on his wrong side. I mean, she's had so many. I mean, we could be here an hour talking to her about the different films and things like that, you know. But definitely call back in. Tell your friends and family. Tweet about it right now. She'll be calling in shortly to talk to me in about 5 minutes. She's also going to be coming, doing an indie film. It's called White Bird in a Blizzard, and I'll talk to her about that. But she's just done so many. I mean, you know, I don't know if you guys know that she did work with Danny Glover in a South African piece, Bozeman Lena. That was a long time ago. But she could stay so busy. And, you know, she's won 9 Image Awards. She was recognized for so many different films, and she received the Screen Actors Guild Award for her performance in Ruby's Bucket of Blood, an Emmy nomination in the Rosa Parks story. Do you know that she was in the Jacksons TV movie? I mean, just so many things. It's just amazing. I don't know her stamina. We got to talk to her, like, about her fitness routine and how she keeps up her energy, because she is just on the go. And her husband is also an actor. But if you're listening, you want to call in. The call-in number is 646-929-0368. I want to thank all of you guys for calling in the chat room. Again, I'll be giving away some tickets today, So you want to follow me on Twitter, at Joy Keys, and become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'll also check out some other wonderful actors I've had on here. Pam Grier has been on here. Laz Alonso's been on here. Blair Underwood has been on here. A lot of wonderful actors. Lisa Ray has been on here. So check those interviews out as well. I see we have another caller calling in. 404, you have a question or comment?
Hi. Are you still talking to Angela?
She's going to be calling in about 5 minutes, we've been talking about her different movies and roles. What's your favorite Angela Bassett movie?
Oh, Lord.
Lord.
You can't put a question like that out there for me. I can tell you that, well, first of all, I'm 33 years old, and the first movie I remember seeing Angela in was Waiting to Exhale, and everybody's mama and grandmama had it. So,
I was just talking about that.
And I was just thinking to myself, it was, I guess, one of the few first times in a while, I guess, coming in my generation, we're like, you know, 80s babies and stuff, you know, seeing four women, you know, project their emotions.
For African-American women with different levels, yes.
You know, projecting their emotions and being able to talk about, you know, the sensitive sides of being in relationships and stuff. And Miss Angela just projected the strength to persevere.
Where are you calling from, caller?
I'm originally from St. Louis, but I live in Atlanta now.
So you're from Atlanta. Well, thank you so much for calling in today. And she'll be calling in about 4 minutes, and then you can hear and listen to all her wonderful comments about her career, okay?
Okay. Tell Angela I love her. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Don't hang up. Just hold on. She'll be calling in. Now, another thing I want to talk to her about is her beauty regimen. Now, for all the women, her face is flawless, okay? Flawless. I mean, just absolutely amazing. Let's see, we have another caller here. Good afternoon. This is Joy Keys. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Joy. It's Angela calling in.
Hi. Oh, thank you so much for calling in today.
Absolutely. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm blessed. And just, again, so happy to have you. I just want to say we are so in love with you and your work, the variety, the facets. You are just multifaceted, multi-talented.
Oh, thank you. Okay. That's better than a cup of coffee.
Well, let's talk about this movie here. This is an action-packed, this is a rated R action-packed thriller. You have some very handsome men you're working with. And your character, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about your character in the movie?
Okay, I play Lynn Jacobs, and I am the director of the Secret Service. And what's so wonderful about that? Yeah, I'm Gerard Butler. He's one of my guys and girls, you know, under my command. So he's been disgraced because of, you know, there was a great loss on his duty, on his watch.
Right.
So he's been, you know, played downgraded and, you know, put on a desk job, which is, not his cup of tea, is not up his alley, because he has a lot of talent. But in Secret Service, in this movie, this day was a failure. But every day that you don't have, you know, the president shot or taken or something is a success.
Yeah.
So by and large, most days are successful. In this movie, this day is a big failure. But I'm his boss. I understand him. I'm his advocate. I know his strengths. I know his weaknesses. And, and I'm there for him. But I know if you want to get back to where you were, to the position that you were in, it's going to take time. It's going to take time, you know, on both ends, on your end and on the president's end. It's going to take a moment. And we're going to get through it. So I meet with him, you know, time to time, you know, because I care about him. I care about my guys. And what's wonderful about this is that traditionally, historically, this role is a male. You know, there's never been a female directly.
We were just talking about that. I was just talking about that. Yeah, that we are so happy that you are in this powerful leading role as a woman and as an African-American woman. We are enthralled. The people, the callers on the line just mentioned that.
Yeah,
so, again,
director,
yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so cinematically here, we broke through the glass ceiling cinematically.
Mm-hmm,
you know, we've seen that before, which is interesting. You know, I like to say we've seen in Deep Impact Morgan Freeman as the first black president of the United States before
yes.
there was a black president, an idea of something like that, right? We've seen,
right,
you know, or on 24, of course. It was like, oh, it was groundbreaking.
Yes,
but
yes,
but
amazing.
Life imitated art, and here we are today with, you know, our president, Barack Obama. You know, and we've seen it with Gina Davis on television, a female in a position as the chief commander. So and Hillary Clinton being so close, you know, and we're still thinking about her, that perhaps 2016 is her
perhaps,
year of a woman.
Perhaps, you never know.
As a, yeah,
well,
as
talking
a commander
about,
in chief. So it's just a matter of time.
Yes, it's just a matter of time. And talking about the White House, I recently saw you were at the SLOTUS luncheon. Could you tell us a little bit about what was talked about there and who you saw? Because that looked like a really fun event that
oh,
you went to.
It was a one beautiful day. And, of course, you know, you can travel and see so much. There's still some things that get you so excited, you know, you're just childlike wonder and excitement. And that going to the White House is one of those moments. And there were about 27 of us, so it was a very intimate
mm-hmm.
luncheon. There were like three tables of, you know, of 10. And we were invited because we were surrogates for the president on the last, you know, for the last election. And
okay.
we wanted to do something for the women who went out and, you know, and spoke and just gave their time for the presidency. And it was great. And I was back and forth. I was working in New York on Black Nativity with Casey Lemons in Harlem. And, you know, when you're doing a movie, you get behind, and then there was a snowstorm, and then there was a blizzard.
Yes.
It was like, oh, my gosh. I had that day off, you know, 3 weeks from now. Now there's no telling. And as it worked out, the day was still off. God was good. I was able to go. And there was, let's see, who was there? You walked in, you walked up, you go through all the security, the gates, the checkpoints, and
mm-hmm.
there was Letticy. Beautiful. I love her. You know,
I saw her. She's been on the show before. Yeah, she's great. She's a great
right.
singer.
Letticy on the plane. I saw Reese Witherspoon, and somehow we get to talking, and she's going to the luncheon. So it's like, oh, okay. So there was Reese. There was Felicia Rashad. There was, let's see, who else? Ashley Judd, one of my co-stars, who plays the first lady in our movie. She was there.
In your movie,
yeah. Yeah,
okay,
she was sitting
okay.
on one side of the first lady, and I was on the other. So we were like, you know, we're in a movie about, and she plays the first lady, and I'm the head of the Secret Service. She said, oh, I love
know.
The
Isn't
Secret
that funny?
Service. I love the Secret Service. They're wonderful. Oh, our girls, they, you know, you don't mess with them. We're like, whoa. <You know? laughs> When
Let
they
me
go
talk
into
to you
action,
about this
it's like,
service.
Wow, you know.
Did you get a chance to talk to any Secret Service to just give you some information about your role and decisions that, you know, might have been made in reality?
Well, yeah, definitely. We had the pleasure of having, you know, Secret Service and Navy SEAL and folk who have been on anti-terrorist groups. You know, they were at our disposal Antoine Fuqua, our director, he definitely used their insight and their expertise to make this film as authentic with a, you know, air of plausibility as possible, to ground it
yes.
in reality. What could happen if all these things took place and you let down your guard? Which is,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
the idea of what they think happened 9/11, that, you know, maybe we were a little lax and a lack of creative thinking and imagination. So we can't do that again.
No. Let's talk about a couple other things here. You are a mother, and you are constantly working. Your husband is
mm-hmm.
also working. How do you balance your family life and your career life and your husband? I mean, you got boom, boom, boom. How do you do this balancing act?
Well, you know what? It's worked out pretty well. You know, it's worked out very well in that when he's working, I've been home. When he's been in Canada, I'm home. And when I was in Canada doing Betty and Coretta recently, he was home. Then I got Black Nativity in New York and had to go. And then he immediately got offered to do a Broadway play, The Lucky Guy, which opened the end of this month. In previews now, and we were both going to be in New York, but I was going to be there 2 months, which is kind of a quick turnaround, you know, not too bad.
Okay.
But a Broadway play, he's going to be gone 6 months.
Oh, wow.
So it was like, you can't go. I got my furs. What are we going to do, you know? But, you know, he's an artist as well, as am I, and I want to do the work that excites me, and I imagine so does he. So the question was, do you really want to do this? And he said yes. So it's like, okay, so now we just make it work. And fortunately, his mother, who's, you know, so wonderful, she came to be with the children along with their nanny, who we could not do it without, TT.
Mm-hmm.
They were here. So,
wonderful.
You know, between the two of them, you know, they were family and they were fine. And he would fly back for their birthday. I was able to fly back, you know, a couple times when I would have 3 days off and stuff. And it worked out. So, and, you know, they're seven now. So we were together. We were together and keeping it tight. And the dad was there and keeping it tight. So they know they're loved and appreciated. And now, you know. And you start very young. You start very young. Mommy's going to the store. I'll be back in 10 minutes. And guess what? You're back.
Right.
You kept your promise.
You're funny.
Mommy's going up the street. I'll be back in 30 minutes.
And you're back.
Oh, my God.
Mommy's going to Paris.
Mommy's back in a week. Mommy's going to Montreal. I'll be back in 2 months. And you're back. Yeah, I really, really, really missed you, Mom. Okay, but I'm back.
Let's talk about your beauty. You are absolutely stunning, and you maintain your beauty physically, your face, your skin. What's your physical exercise routine, and also what do you use to keep your skin so clear?
Well, I didn't exercise today because I had to talk with you.
Oh, my fault. Okay.
But I got the rest of the day, you know. But I just go to the gym. I get on the treadmill. I, you know, put the speed up to 3.5, and I hike it up. I hike the incline up to, well, I started at 4, you know, 4, and then, you know, and I do about 35 minutes. I mean, that's how I started off, you know. And then every 2 weeks I just change something. I just increase that incline. So I'm going up a steeper hill, and my body's got to work that much harder. I'm not holding on. Because if I'm holding on, then my arms are, you know, getting stronger. But I'm not holding on so that my center has to hold it. By that, I mean my stomach, your core, your stomach.
Yeah.
So that will, you know, without knowing it, you're holding that in, and pretty much that starts going down. So that's what I do.
And
then I do about 45 minutes of that a day, which is doable, you know, when you're like, I don't feel like it's 45 minutes out of 24 hours, and it
we
will keep it together.
That.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, you know, talk to yourself. Do what
you
got to
pump yourself up some days. Every day is not easy. Let me
take
a little
try
call
to do
here.
That at least 5 days, you know, 5 days a week.
Let me bring in a caller. We have lots of people on the line. They were talking about the shows, the movies they love that you've done. This is a caller calling from 860 area code. Do you have a question or comment? Hi, you just want to listen? That's okay. It's being shy. There was a young lady. She's from Atlanta, I think, 404. Honey, you still there?
Yes.
Hi. You can say something now.
I'm so excited. Okay, quick, make it count. Okay. First, thank you so much, Joy, for having such a show like this. This is really amazing. You give people like us an opportunity to connect with the people that we love from a distance. Miss Angela?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Don't get stuck now.
I'm trying because...
She's so sweet. You're so sweet.
I love your
spirit.
I'm an advocate, you know, for health. I do a lot of things with children, but Just want to let you know that I'm a young woman now, and watching you, you know, your perseverance, your tenacity, your ladylikeness, your gracefulness, you are our Lena Horne of the generation. You are what we look to and saying, you know, okay, she can do this, I can do this. I don't have to be in an environment where everything has to be wrong or negative, mm-hmm. but I can be striking, I can be classy, I can be.
Thank you so much.
I'm through.
Wow,
that is so great. Okay.
Thank you, Joy. No problem. Keep listening. Don't hang up. Just keep listening. Go ahead. Wow. Do you get overwhelmed with the attention and the praise? How do you keep level-headed that your head doesn't get too big, get through the door?
Listen, I'm from the South, too, you know, and, you know, humble beginnings and, you know, and taught to be humble, you know. Just mm-hmm. keep your head on straight. And when people so genuinely, you know, feel that for you and you've not met them, you know, I try to tell my kids, somebody's always watching you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. So it just blesses my heart because it certainly doesn't have to, you know, be that.
Right, you know, right. It could be something else.
Yeah.
Let me do some real quick things. I know you're going to be getting ready to get off the air, but just some fun things. What would your Halloween costume be? What if you were going to get a costume, what would your costume be?
Oh, the animal trainer at the zoo. That's all I'm doing. Right, and they're going in different directions, and one's crying this moment because you ask them to do something, and you know, and the other one's just fine. And as soon as that one stops crying, the other one starts crying. It's like, oh, I feel like the animal trainer.
Oh my God! All right, so it's what's your favorite place to go on vacation?
Oh, I love the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just beautiful. You know, blue sky, turquoise water, sun. You know, it feels to me that's the essence of how beautiful heaven must be. It's just an inkling, you know, because
yeah.
that's just so perfect to me.
What's on your iPhone or your playlist, your musical playlist? What do you listen to in the morning or at night? What's your favorite song?
Favorite song? I love jazz, you know, jazz
okay.
standards. I really do. Yeah, and usually just, and I love the female voice. Whether it's Ledisi or this morning listening, you know, to young lady Morgan James, you know, just
mm-hmm.
young artists who are just doing their thing.
And so what do you see yourself? You're coming up with a new film coming up, yes? White Bird mm-hmm. and a Blizzard?
Oh, yes. That was that was a young filmmaker. I forgot for a second. A young filmmaker got in touch. You know, got in touch with my agent, and so
mm-hmm.
they sent it on. They sent a really nice letter, you know, and that they like your work, and they're interesting voices that are coming up, and they're doing small films. And, you know, everything's not a blockbuster, you know,
right.
And everyone's not, you know, Martin Scorsese or whatever it might be. But
Antoine
young,
Fuqua.
Antoine Fuqua, but they are the
yeah.
next. Antoine and the next Martin and the next Catherine Bigelow. and so he contacted me, and it was a small, you know, small role of the psychologist, and it wouldn't take much of my time, but he was an interesting filmmaker, and you want to support, you want to do, and you're able to, you know. So I was able to
That's
just
wonderful.
Put that in there, and I enjoyed it and had a good time, you know. So, yeah,
That's
I have
great.
That coming up. And the young sister, Gabori Sidibe?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
from Precious.
It was in Precious, yeah.
Right. She is in it as the
okay.
protagonist girlfriend, one of the girlfriends. They're just like an odd little bunch of kids, high school kids, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Right.
So, we'll
so I did
check that out.
Right, so I did that, and I just finished I just finished Black Nativity and shot that in Harlem with Casey Lemons, wrote and directed. It's based on a Langston Hughes play who
mm-hmm.
inspired me as a poet when I was 15. That's how I got into acting. So for it to come
oh.
around and me to do a movie based on his play with Forrest Whitaker, who I always wanted to work with, you know, actor to actor, You know, he directed in Waiting to Exhale. And Jennifer Hudson, I play her mother, and it's a musical. So I get to stretch myself in a whole nother direction. I know people think, you did What's Love, that was music. But you know,
what
that
do you
wasn't
like to
my
do?
Voice. This time,
do you like
I will
comedy?
Be singing.
Do you like drama and singing? I mean, which one do you prefer?
I think I tend toward drama, but I do like comedy. I would love to be cast in a comedy. Yeah, definitely.
That would be great. Well,
but
we're going to put
musical.
It in the universe.
Okay. All right. Do that. Definitely.
I have one last comment. There's Frank Robinson says he sat next to you in church on Sunday. He wants to say thank you and that you're a great actress and how neat it was to see you with your family.
Oh.
That's in the chat room.
Okay. Beautiful. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ms. Angela Bassett.
Oh,
I don't want to take any more of your time.
Well, let me take a little bit more time. I just want your listeners to, you know, if they might. Right now it's just something, you know, on my heart.
Okay.
A friend of mine passed from colon cancer. He was 42 years old, David Diamond. And his wife and two daughters, they are trying to, you know, continue his legacy by lowering the age that is suggested that we get colonoscopies. You know, now they say when you're 50, get your first colonoscopy.
Right.
Yes, but
this is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and I just did a show with the head of the CDC's Colorectal Cancer Screening Program, so I completely support that lowering of the age is important because she mentioned genetics and that also when you start having symptoms, it's really too late.
It's too late.
At that point.
So fast and so furious. It was within 4 months, and and he was gone on, transitioned on. So if it had been lowered to 40, you know, you certainly could have caught this way ahead of the curve, way ahead of time. So, you know, your listeners can go to, you know, my Facebook page, search me on Facebook, and there's a, you know, a petition to sign so that we can try to raise these 100,000 signatures to send it off to the White House, and we can hopefully get that age lowered. And
That would be great. That would be great. So that's only 2 seconds of your time. Everybody, if you're listening, check her out on Facebook, Angela Bass's page, and sign a petition to lower the age for colorectal cancer screening. I definitely agree with that. And like I said, I just had a show about colorectal cancer with the head of the CDC's program. So I could personally email her and say, hey, can you, you know, anything you can do. But everybody who's listening can take a moment and help get those signatures. Thank you
so
much.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem. You have a wonderful weekend, and everybody go check out the movie. I'm going to be giving away some movie tickets, so you got to follow me at Joy Keys or become a fan on Facebook. Also follow I'm Angela Bassett on Twitter. Thank you so much, Ms. Bassett, for calling in today.
Thank you for having me. Okay.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Okay. You and all your listeners. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Just got off the phone with Angela Bassett. Wow, was she, like, awesome? Was it like talking to a friend? I'm so blessed today, and I'm blessed to have you guys listening. Again, please try to support what she's doing with lowering the age screening for colorectal cancer. Go to her Facebook page. But if you can't find the page for some reason, just talk to your local council people, your state and federal representatives, and petition to them to have them try to put a bill through to lower the age. Thank you so much for listening. You can follow me at Joy Keys, or you can become a fan on Facebook. Look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said you are the picture of health? You look healthy. You feel fine, but that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Since it doesn't always cause symptoms, you may not know you have it. The only way to know is by getting screened. Screening can find precancerous polyps, so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. This is one cancer you can prevent. Plus, screening can find colorectal cancer at an early stage when the chance for a full recovery is very high. Talk with your doctor and get tested for colorectal cancer. Medicare and many insurance plans help pay for screening. Get screened. make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.